doctor, doctor, give me the news. We got a giant cyst and someone swallowed a spoon.
Well, that's two stories we have here in Doctor, Doctor.
A Doctor, Doctor double shot.
These are bizarre medical stories. Now, we get these things from time to time in Doctor, Doctor. First of all, we should say that Brad and I are not real doctors, though we play them on the radio. We get these stories every once in a while about people who have these big, well, they have cysts removed from them, okay? And they're...
How they even went through daily life with something this large in them is incredible.
Now, this story involves a 16-year-old girl in India. And what she had removed from her, and I saw the picture of this, and you can see the picture of this, and I encourage you see the picture of this, but don't look for it while you're eating your oatmeal. But at some point, go look at this picture, and you'll see a doctor. And he's got the same smock that Brad and I are wearing right now with the mask on and everything. And he is walking out of the operating room.
It changes
room.
Your voice when you talk through that. I hope you know.
He is walking out of the operating room carrying, and I am not exaggerating, right, Brad?
He looks like you're at the gym and you're walking over to start doing some crunches on a medicine ball or something.
He's carrying, this thing is the size of a big watermelon that you'd buy for 4th of July weekend,
it
right?
It is. It's a watermelon size.
It's and not a little watermelon. You know, it's a big watermelon. This is, have somebody hold the door for me when I bring this in from the store. I can't, you know, you're not opening the door and carrying the watermelon all at once. You need some help here. They pulled this thing out of a 16-year-old girl. 33
it is the
pound,
size of a large sea turtle.
33-pound cyst. What does a 16-year-old girl weigh, 100 pounds or not even that? They probably don't even weigh that. I don't know what they weigh these days. But this girl had been complaining of some abdomen issues for a while. And so she went into the doctor's office, and she, you know, she said, yeah, I just don't feel that well down there. I'm having a little discomfort, and I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure what's going on. So they put her under the X-ray or whatever it is that they do, and they tell her, yeah, you've got.
That thing was probably creating its own blood supply and stuff. I mean, it's a living thing.
Yes. So they go and they remove this thing, and now she's, you know, obviously she doesn't have that pain anymore, and thank God the bloating is gone. All right, what do you have?
Well, we'll stay with the abdomen, but we'll go to China, where doctors in Shenzhen, where I believe my buddy Bill is for a job over there for a couple of years, but they're in the operating room for an emergency endoscopy to remove a 5-inch spoon from a woman's duodenum.
Hey, we're not doing filthy
duodenum
talk in this segment.
Duodenum. Yeah, a 5-inch spoon.
A what?
A duodenum. That's what it's called.
Can you point that out on the chart? Where is that?
Duodenum. I think it's right. Well, the X-ray will show you it's about right here in the middle of her chest. Because
do you guys know that? Everybody know that you got duodenums?
That's right. She was trying to remove a fish bone that was stuck in her throat. This lady, only known as Lily, reportedly swallowed the stainless steel spoon before the Kuangming Festival on April 5th, but doesn't bother to go into the hospital until 4 days later.
Wait, so she knew she swallowed a spoon, or she knew she swallowed something?
She knew she swallowed the spoon.
Okay.
Because she said she was had a fish bone in her throat, and she said she was using the spoon to try and loosen that up.
Okay.
And then it slipped, and she swallowed it. But she said she didn't feel any pain or whatever, so she did. I don't know. She didn't want to. She thought going to the going to the hospital in the middle of the festival was going to be a zoo. So she waited 4 days with a spoon inside of her. And then they said because the spoon was kind of in a vertical position, doctors were able to get down in there, and it was in a horizontal. The spoon was in a horizontal position, so we adjusted it to vertical, and then were able to kind of attach something to it and pull it out.
Out of her.
They went down endoscopy.
Which way did they?
The top.
Oh, okay.
They went
okay.
through the top.
Okay.
But trying to get a fish bone out of your throat.
And her excuse for not going in right away was what? There's just too much traffic. There's too many.
The Kuangming Festival on April 5th, she said there was too much trouble to try to go to the hospital right before during the festival. There's too much going on.
They could have employed her.
It was a party.
They could have employed her at the carnival or the festival as a lady with spoon in her, you know, show the X-rays.
Yeah, she didn't draw the people in.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. We got a giant cyst and someone swallowed a spoon.
This 33-pound cyst, how do you let it get to that?
How do you let a 5-inch spoon stay in your chest for 4 days?
Come on, people. Maintenance. Cyst maintenance and spoon maintenance. You got to take care of those things.